Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 82.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help as many interested people around the world learn and improve at jazz piano by providing structured and organized jazz piano educational materials. I'm your host, as always, Brendan Lowe, and this is episode 82. In this episode, I'm going to be going over connections, harmonic connections, and connecting harmonies. Now, this isn't going to be a very long episode, but I really wanted to kind of debunk or just really ensure that you understand that it's a very simple process, right, to learn how to do this. And I'm going to go through it in this episode and show you exactly what's going on to create lines as we connect harmonies. There's been a lot of different things going on right now. For anyone who's had to take care of a sick dog, my dog had a major surgery to remove cancer. It's pretty sad, but she's about 7, German Shepherd, and they got a lot of the cancer, but she had some surgical issues because one of her lymph nodes had ruptured. So she's just still very sick. She's thankfully she's back home with me. But just taking care of a sick dog, I've never had to experience that before. So I feel for all you guys out there who've gone through dogs, taking care of sick dogs or sick children. I mean, I don't have any children, but for that matter, but this is a completely new experience. So, I mean, keeping up with life, keeping up with the things you got to do in life and taking care of, being the primary caretaker is just, whew, my goodness. So anyway, to all the people who've been through that, I feel for you. But anyway, here we are. We are doing this podcast, and definitely we just have to keep the wheels spinning, right? We got to keep moving forward, and eventually, we will break through during certain stressful times, right? So let's get right to it. So here we go. What we're doing when connecting the harmonies is very, very simple, theoretically, right? So if I have two fives. So let's say I have a 2-5 G minor 7 going to C7, right? Then going to B flat minor 7 to E flat 7. So my connection process, just like with any 2-5, now you may be used to connecting 2-5s together, right? You may have, because 2-5s are so prevalent in jazz piano, but you may not be used to connecting random chords together. Now, I give you kind of a simple process. Now, when connecting, the only thing, really, honestly, the only thing you need to do is on the downbeat of the next chord is land on a chord tone. That's it. There's really, like, I want everyone to who's listening to this to really understand that there's no magic. It's not like magic, right? It's very, very easy. It's an easy thing to do, connect random harmonies, right? So again, even if I don't have a 2-5, if I just have G minor for a bar, chord tone, right? B flat on the chord tone. Chord tone, 7, right? Chord tone. And again, now this is the process right there. I kind of hesitated because I was on this E. Or what did I play? Something like that. I don't really remember. But anyway, when you're on a chord tone, again, it's that mathematical process where it's like, where is a close chord tone I can go to? I was here, so I went to the F. I could have jumped down to the D flat. That's what I was thinking about. That wouldn't have sounded good, obviously, if you can see that. Excuse me, there. That sounded a little bit better. Now, when you're connecting and landing on the chord tone, you want to ensure that the chord tone you're landing on, again, isn't a big jump. Like, when you have that jump in there, I mean, it sounds okay, but it doesn't sound fluid, right? You're really looking for that fluidity to connect the harmonies together. And the closer the chord tone to where you are at on the and to four, the easier it's going to be, right? right? So I connected into the fifth there of the B flat minor. The third. You know, I did one little jump there. I had to skip going to the seventh. Now, as you continue, right, if we wanted to connect this B flat minor and go up again by a minor third into D flat minor, right, we would do the same process. Right, I connected back into C minor 7 there. So this is how you do it. Now, it obviously, like, oh yeah, Brendan, it's that easy, right? Oh, so easy. No, it's not that easy. Theoretically, it's easy. That's the strategy you want to take. Now, implementing takes time. What am I playing over each one? I'm just playing the Dorian mode now over the minor. I mean, you can really play whatever you want, any sort of modes. If you're more familiar with your modes, you can choose certain types of modes. It doesn't just have to be Dorian, obviously, for minor. If we're connecting dominants, you can play a Lydian mode. You can play flat 2, flat 6 dominant. I mean, whatever type of mode you want, altered scale. But as long as you connect into the next one, it doesn't really matter. So if I'm playing a C7 altered, let's say, right, if this is connecting into an A-flat major, right, I would just simply need to land on a chord tone for my connection. And 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, right? 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1. There's my root, right? 1, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 1, 5. Now, the harmonic progression of C altered, it's not that strong of a progression, so it sounds a little funky. But if I was soloing, right, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, I simply land on a chord tone, or anticipated. I landed on the and of 4 there, on a chord tone. So however you do it, your goal is to take your improv for all four beats, then kind of instantly at the very end. Now, how do we do that? We simply just need to know the chord tone. The very first step is knowing all the chord tones so well, right? You need to know what chord tones you have available closest to you at all times, right? So if I'm on a G minor 7, and my line, let's say I'm improvising, and my line has taken me, and I'm on an A. If I'm connecting into an E flat major 7, I need to know immediately what chord tones are closest to this A. I have B flat here and I have G. So if on the and of 4, right, of my measure, let's say I played 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, and now I need to know what chord tones are closest to that note to connect into it. Right? 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1. So you need to know, first of all, you need to know your chords very well. This is where all the theory and things like that comes into play. It's very, very helpful, right? Now, once you know your chord tones well, a lot of different things you can do to help with technique. At JPS, we always focus on theory, technique, improv, and repertoire in those four specific categories. Now, with your technique, you can arpeggiate your chord tones. This is going to help your technique and your theory at the same time, right? You can go through all your minor chords. You can go through your 2-5-1s. You can go through all your dominant chords alone, you know? So let's say I was just choosing to do my minor chords. I can go around the circle of fourths. So on, you can do both hands. Let me see, C. Then I can do all my dominant chords, right? You don't have to go in the circle of fourths, right? This is how we recommend at JPS, practicing first, going through the circle of fourths. Then we can start to do whole steps and half steps, or scalar motion. We can take all our minor chords within the C major scale. So basically, we're using the C major scale as our roots, and we're building a minor chord off of each note from the C major scale. So C minor, D minor, E minor, F minor, G minor, A minor, B minor, excuse me, C minor. Now again, this is also testing your theory knowledge, like building minor chords. So you're getting the best of both worlds. It's working harmoniously together to help you improve, which is the amazing thing about jazz piano school. So D minor, E minor, right? Then you can switch up your patterns. You can come down from the seventh, right? You can play your bass notes. You can vary it up. You can do both, you know, either or, going up and then going down. Right? So there's so many different ways. You can go up twice and down twice. Whatever you want to do. And again, you can do this for 2-5-1s. I'm just doing all minor chords now. If you wanted to do 2-5-1s, you do that. Then you can go to your next 2-5-1, right? So again, the purpose of these exercises is to learn the chord tones so well that it doesn't matter. You know, if you take four random chords, if I have E major 7 and I'm going to an A flat major 7 to B flat 7 to E flat minor 7. So let me see if I remember that. E major 7, A flat major 7, B flat 7 to E flat minor 7. Okay, hopefully I can remember that progression. Oops, sorry about that. So again, I know my chord tones for these chords, so all I have to do is create a line and make sure that I land on beat one of a chord tone to each next chord. Okay, so I'll do it slowly here. A 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. I mean, now the solo obviously doesn't sound, that great, because there's a number of different things happening. And that's why it doesn't sound that great. First of all, the harmonic progressions from E major 7 to A flat major 7 to B flat 7 to E flat minor 7, those are very random, right? They're random progressions. They don't actually create strong movements harmonically, so it sounds very odd. Okay, so sometimes when you're playing tunes, maybe originals, you might have some different movements that just sound odd. So soloing over is kind of difficult because the movements harmonically aren't very supportive, right? So it's kind of difficult actually to create a nice melody over just random chord changes. Let me try again for you, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. Right, so what I'm doing is I'm improvising and I'm feeling the measure. And for each measure, I'm improvising my line and then just targeting, you know, based on where I am towards the end of the measure. I really start to kind of think about it more so on beats 3 and 4, right? Beats 1 and 2, 1, 2, and about 3, I'm not too concerned because I'm really able to play whatever I want within E major, right? 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, right? So I could just do that, a nice little quick little resolution to the fifth. I could do an anticipation, right? I could do that. So it's however you want to do it. Again, I'm just using the Ionian mode to create these spontaneous improv lines. Mixing up your rhythms is going to really spice up things, right, for your solo. There's a lot of different things that can happen that can help improve your improv. But again, just for the connection of the harmonies, this is all you're going to be focusing on. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Right? Motifs are really helpful. I played a rhythmic motif there. But so again, if you're playing, what I recommend doing to practice this is taking two chords, pick whatever two chords you want, and then improvising so that you're connecting them. So maybe you pick C minor, and then you pick, again, another random chord like I showed you today, D7. Right? So you have your C minor, and I landed on that fifth there. Landed on the root there. And it doesn't have to be all eighth notes. The better you get, the more experienced you are, the more challenging you're going to want to make it. So one of the things that's more challenging, more difficult, is to play all eighth notes and then lead connectively or with fluid, I didn't say that too well, with fluidity into the next chord by using all eighth notes. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one. Right? So using all the eighth notes is going to be very difficult because you want to make it very connective. When you have space and breaks, it's very easy kind of to make a small jump or just kind of plan out where you're going. I mean, I could go one, two, three, and four, one, two, three, and four, one. So I'm going C minor 7 to D 7 to E flat major 7. I like this harmonic progression too. It sounds nice. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four, one. That's very easy to do it that way. The more notes we add, the more improv we add, the harder it's going to get, right? Right? It's a little bit harder that way. Now, again, if I start to add more, that is even harder because I'm adding more and I need to be really focusing on how I'm going to lead into that chord tone. So again, this is what's going to allow you to continuously play solos. I mean, there's a lot of rhythmic work at hand here that needs to be worked on, but take this step slowly, work through this, and finally work up to a progression of about 8 chords, right? So if I add on one more chord here, I can keep looping that to practice. So I had my C minor 7, D 7, E flat major 7, maybe to, let me see. To A flat minor, I like that. We'll make the D7 a flat 9 chord. Sounds a little bit better harmonically. And then to A flat minor. Okay, so if I were to solo over this and loop it, I'm focusing on first step is focusing on keeping space, right? I don't want to make it too challenging for myself. So maybe I'll put on the metronome. I'll just play bass notes. One, two, oh, one, two, three, four. Now here, I hit the flat 9 there. That was kind of more of a delayed resolution because I was playing with the 1, the flat 9. As you get more advanced, that's okay. You can delay your resolution, right? So that you resolve kind of further into the measure, not always on beat 1. And that's a little bit more of an advanced concept, just so you know. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. So again, that's all you do. Then you can kind of start to open it up a little bit more. Maybe get away from your bass notes. You can add more space, more motifs, more eighth notes if you want, just more complex lines. You can add your left hand moving to your rootless voicings and whatnot. Really create more of a solo piano environment. One, two, one, two, three, four. Again, if you're adding more rhythms too, if you speed up the tempo or slow it down, if you play 16th notes, triplets, that's going to be harder, right? If I'm playing triplets, da 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 da, if I slow the tempo down here just a little bit, one, two, three, four. Right, I'm playing all triplets in ensuring that I land on another chord tone on beat 1 to connect it, right? One, two, triplet, triplet. So, I mean, even me, I got caught up a little bit there with my fingering and where I was going to target. And so, you know, that's why it's practicing. It's great practice. And you can start to go into 16th notes, depending upon how advanced you are, right? 1E into 2E into 3E into 4E into... Right. And then you can speed up the tempo, so on and so forth. And again, if you start practicing random chords, if you have a random chord practice sheet, this is great practice, right? You take that, maybe I'll add a random chord practice sheet. Yeah. So with the materials here, excuse me, for this episode, if you go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast 82, I'll add a random chord practice sheet for you. That way you can use random chords to practice this exercise. And then I'll give you a list of all the technical exercises I recommended for the chord tones and all the different steps on how you can manipulate the exercise to make it harder or easier depending upon the skill level that you're at. So anyway, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing when you're connecting chord tones. I mean, it's really that notion. And when you take a solo, I mean, when you combine all these Legos, again, these are building blocks, with your approach notes, right? You combine them with your approach notes. You combine them with some of your theory, your altered scale, different movements, harmonic progression, reharm. That's why theory is so important. So when you take all these building blocks that we teach at JPS, it starts to accumulate and build into the just very, very nice solo, right? And obviously your left hand is doing a lot. You know, you got your left hand voicings. But, you know, check out my right hand. I'll just play a little bit of, All the Things You Are. And, just check out my right hand and it sounds good because I'm connecting the harmonies through what I just explained in this podcast. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. So again, the reason it sounds good in that when you hear a pianist and you're like, oh wow, that sounds, I really like that. It's melodic. It sounds nice. It's moving through the harmonies. It's a combination of their connections, right? Landing on chord tones, their rhythms they're using, their space, right? And their phrasing. That's it. I mean, I wasn't really playing too much, not to mention my left hand. If we take my left hand out of the picture, just talk about my right hand line and creating just nice, melodic, simple. I mean, the stuff I was playing was pretty simple. I wasn't getting into 16th notes or different, too many reharms or anything like that. I did have a couple of extensions in there, right, that I threw in for some tension. But besides that, it was all diatonic, right? You can make very, very nice diatonic, just meaning I'm just using notes from the modes and focusing on my chord tones. So when you can get to that point, I mean, that's going to be a huge thing. If you only work on something, I'd recommend working on that, because if you can't do that and you're adding all these little kind of flavors and spices before you just have a foundation, you're really not going to be able to excel to the level you want to get to. And you're always going to feel like you're missing something, right? You're not going to feel like you have a sturdy foundation. And that's usually, unfortunately, what happens with people, because, you know, you're searching all over the internet, you're watching podcasts like mine and stuff like that and other people's tutorials, and you have a lot of holes. You're not going through a step-by-step process, right? So really work on your foundation, build your foundation, and it'll extremely help your progress in the future and just drastically help you improve, like, in this moment, right? You're not going to have to wait for improvement. You're going to start improving immediately, okay? So again, go to jazzpianoschool.com/podcast82 for that random chord sheet and the exercises to help improve your chord connections. Hope that was useful, and I will see you in the next podcast. Happy practicing.